The art of saying what you really feel, without drama. In a world where people often hide behind pleasantries and social masks, the ability to express what you genuinely feel has become something of a lost art. Many of us have been conditioned to suppress our true thoughts and emotions in favor of keeping the peace or avoiding confrontation. We nod in agreement during meetings when we actually disagree, we say I'm fine when we're anything but, and we swallow our disappointment rather than addressing issues directly. This pattern of communication creates a foundation of inauthenticity that ultimately undermines our relationships, erodes trust, and prevents meaningful growth. Authentic expression isn't about blurting out every passing thought or emotion without filter. Rather, it's about developing the capacity to identify your true feelings, assess when and how to express them appropriately, and communicate them in a way that fosters understanding rather than drama. The goal isn't to create conflict but to prevent the slow buildup of resentment and misunderstanding that comes from habitually hiding your truth. Leaders who master communication habits that build loyalty understand that honest expression, when delivered skillfully, doesn't damage relationships, it strengthens them. Expressing your authentic feelings creates space for genuine connection, promotes transparency in relationships, and allows for collaborative problem solving. Whether in personal relationships or professional settings, the ability to say what you really feel without creating unnecessary drama is an invaluable skill. Why we avoid saying what we really feel. Before learning how to express feelings honestly, it's important to understand what holds us back. Several psychological and social barriers prevent authentic communication. Fear of rejection or judgment. Perhaps the most powerful inhibitor is our fear that expressing our true thoughts and feelings will lead to rejection. This fear is deeply rooted in our evolutionary history as social creatures who depended on group acceptance for survival. Even in our modern world, the prospect of someone thinking less of us for expressing a contrary opinion or uncomfortable emotion can trigger anxiety. Conflict avoidance. Many people associate expressing difficult feelings with inevitable conflict. Rather than navigating that perceived minefield, they choose silence. Learning how to say no without feeling like a jerk is just one example of the communication skills that many of us need to develop to overcome this barrier. Past negative experiences. If you've previously expressed yourself honestly and were met with hostility, dismissal, or dramatic overreactions, you may have learned to keep your feelings to yourself. These painful experiences create powerful conditioning that can be difficult to overcome. Lack of emotional literacy. Some people struggle to identify and name their own emotions with precision. Without this foundational awareness, expressing feelings accurately becomes nearly impossible. Many were raised in environments where emotional expression was discouraged or where they lacked models for healthy emotional communication. Cultural and social conditioning. Cultural norms significantly influence how comfortable we feel expressing certain emotions. In some cultures and social contexts, directness is valued, in others, harmony and indirect communication are prioritized. Additionally, gender expectations often impact how freely people express their feelings, with different emotions being considered more or less acceptable based on gender. Understanding these barriers is the first step toward overcoming them. Recognizing when these factors are influencing your communication allows you to make more conscious choices about how you express yourself. The benefits of honest communication. Learning to express your true feelings offers numerous benefits that extend far beyond simply getting things off your chest. Deeper, more authentic relationships. When you communicate honestly, you create the foundation for genuine intimacy. People connect with authenticity, not perfection. Sharing your true thoughts and feelings allows others to know and understand the real you. This vulnerability often inspires reciprocal openness, creating relationships built on mutual understanding rather than pleasant facades. Improved problem solving. In professional contexts, honest communication about challenges, concerns, and disagreements leads to better decision-making. When team members feel safe expressing their true thoughts, organizations benefit from diverse perspectives and can identify potential issues before they become serious problems. Great leaders understand how to ask questions that change minds and create environments where honest feedback is valued. Reduced stress and improved well-being. Suppressing emotions requires psychological energy and creates internal stress. Research has shown that emotional suppression is associated with increased physiological arousal and various negative health outcomes. Learning to express your feelings appropriately can reduce this burden and improve your overall well-being. Greater personal power. When you habitually hide your true feelings to please others, you surrender your personal power. Reclaiming your authentic voice strengthens your sense of agency and self-respect. This doesn't mean becoming inflexible or inconsiderate, but rather ensuring that your actions align with your values and true feelings rather than being driven by fear or the desire to please. Increased respect from others. While there's often fear that honest expression will damage relationships, the reality is quite different when done skillfully. People generally respect those who can communicate directly and thoughtfully, even when the message is difficult. This respect stems from recognizing the courage it takes to be honest and appreciating the trust implied in sharing authentic feelings. The framework for drama-free authentic expression. Expressing what you really feel without creating drama isn't about unfiltered emotional dumping. It requires a thoughtful approach that considers both your needs and the impact of your communication on others. Here's a framework for authentic expression that minimizes unnecessary drama. Self-awareness, identify your true feelings. Before you can express your feelings effectively, you need to understand them yourself. This requires developing emotional literacy, the ability to recognize and name your emotions with precision. Practice: when you notice a strong emotional response, take time to identify exactly what you're feeling. Are you angry, or are you actually hurt and expressing it as anger? Are you anxious about a situation, or are you feeling inadequate? The more precisely you can name your emotion, the more effectively you can communicate it. Emotional journaling can be an excellent tool for developing this awareness. Taking a few minutes to write about your emotional experiences helps clarify what you are truly feeling beneath surface reactions. Timing: choose the right moment. Timing significantly impacts how your message is received. Expressing important feelings in the heat of the moment often leads to the drama you are trying to avoid. Similarly, bringing up sensitive topics when someone is already stressed or distracted reduces the likelihood of productive communication. Practice: before initiating an important conversation, ask yourself, is this the right time? Am I calm enough to express myself clearly? Is the other person in a place where they can truly hear me? Sometimes, protecting your time and energy means waiting for an appropriate moment rather than forcing a conversation when conditions aren't favorable. Intention: clarify your purpose. Before expressing difficult feelings, clarify your intention. Are you looking to solve a problem, create understanding, set a boundary, or simply be heard? When your intention is constructive rather than punitive, your communication is less likely to trigger defensive responses. Practice: ask yourself, what do I hope to achieve by expressing this? If your honest answer involves making someone feel bad, proving you're right, or getting back at someone, you may need to recalibrate your intention before proceeding. Language: use I statements. How you phrase your feelings dramatically affects how they're received. I statements focus on your experience rather than making accusations or attributions about the other person's intentions or character. Practice: instead of "you never listen to me," try "I feel unheard when I'm interrupted before finishing my thoughts." This shifts the focus from blame to your experience, reducing defensiveness and opening space for dialogue. Great communicators know that certain phrases and approaches tend to shut down productive conversation. Avoiding these communication pitfalls can help keep the focus on understanding rather than winning. Openness: be receptive to response. Authentic expression isn't a one-way street. After expressing your feelings, create space for the other person's response. This might include their feelings, perspective, or clarification of their intentions. Practice: after expressing yourself, ask an open question like, "What are your thoughts on this?" or "How do you see the situation?" Then practice active listening without immediately formulating your rebuttal. Boundaries: know your non-negotiables. While openness is important, so is clarity about your boundaries. Knowing what you need and what you're unwilling to accept helps prevent falling into patterns of resentful accommodation. Practice: reflect on your core values and needs. Practice phrases like, "This is important to me," or "I need." When you're clear about your boundaries, you can express them calmly rather than erupting when they're crossed. Specific techniques for drama-free expression. Beyond the general framework, certain specific techniques can help you express yourself authentically without creating unnecessary drama. The pause technique. When emotions run high, pausing before responding gives you time to process your reaction and choose your response thoughtfully rather than reactively. Practice: when you feel a strong emotional reaction building, take a deep breath and count to 10 before responding. This brief pause can be the difference between a thoughtful response and one you'll later regret. Emotion fact separation. Distinguishing between objective facts and your emotional response to those facts helps create clarity in communication. Practice: structure your communication to separate observations from feelings. When the project deadline was moved up, fact: I felt overwhelmed and concerned about quality, emotion, This distinction helps prevent disputes about what happened and focuses conversation on understanding impact. The feedback sandwich. While sometimes criticized for softening difficult messages, this technique can be effective when used authentically. It involves sandwiching constructive criticism between genuine positive observations. Practice: start with a sincere positive observation, then express your concern or request, and finish with another positive element or expression of confidence. The key is authenticity. Don't manufacture praise to sugarcoat criticism. Curiosity before conclusion. Approaching situations with genuine curiosity rather than jumping to conclusions about others' intentions creates space for understanding rather than conflict. Practice: before expressing hurt or anger based on what you assume someone meant, ask clarifying questions. I noticed you left the meeting early. I'm wondering what prompted that. This approach allows you to gather more information before forming strong emotional responses. The both/and perspective. Moving beyond either/or thinking allows for nuanced expression that acknowledges complexity. Practice: instead of either you support my idea or you don't value my contribution, try I feel strongly about this approach and I'm open to understanding your concerns. This creates space for multiple perspectives rather than forcing false choices. Applying these skills in different contexts. The principles of authentic expression remain consistent across contexts, but their application may vary depending on the setting. In romantic relationships. Romantic relationships often involve deep vulnerability and strong emotions, making authentic expression both more important and more challenging. Practice: create regular check-ins where both partners can share feelings in a safe space. Use techniques like taking turns speaking without interruption for a set time. Remember that romance thrives on honest connection rather than performance or pretense. In complex relationship structures. Some relationship structures, such as polyamorous arrangements, require exceptionally clear and honest communication. The principles of expressing feelings without drama become even more crucial when navigating multiple emotional connections. Practice: establish clear agreements about how and when to communicate needs and feelings. Create structures that support regular check-ins and honest expression before issues become problematic. In professional settings. Workplace dynamics often complicate honest expression due to power differentials and professional expectations. However, effective communication remains essential for collaboration and innovation. Practice: focus on impact rather than intent when providing feedback. Connect your concerns to shared goals. I'm concerned that the current timeline might impact our ability to deliver the quality our clients expect. Learn the art of saying no professionally when necessary to maintain boundaries and manage workload. In family dynamics. Family relationships carry long histories and established patterns that can make changing communication styles challenging but rewarding. Practice: acknowledge that changing long-standing family communication patterns takes time. Start with I statements about your current feelings rather than rehashing past grievances. Recognize that family members may need time to adjust to more direct communication if it differs from established patterns. In leadership roles. Leaders face unique challenges in balancing honesty with inspiration and direction. Learning how to communicate a vision people actually believe in requires both authenticity and strategic communication skills. Practice: connect feedback to development and growth rather than focusing solely on problems. Create psychologically safe environments where team members feel they can express concerns without retribution. Model the honest expression you wish to see from your team. Overcoming common pitfalls. Even with the best intentions, certain pitfalls can derail your efforts at honest, drama-free communication. Emotional flooding. When emotions become overwhelming, our capacity for thoughtful expression diminishes. Physiological arousal can hijack our best communication intentions. Solution: learn to recognize your personal signs of emotional flooding, racing heart, tightening chest, raised voice. When you notice these signals, take a time out. I need a moment to collect my thoughts so I can express myself clearly. Can we pause for a few minutes? Mind reading. Assuming you know what others are thinking or feeling leads to communication based on assumptions rather than reality. Solution: replace assumptions with questions. I noticed you've been quiet during our discussions about the project. I'd like to understand your perspective better. Approach conversations with genuine curiosity rather than certainty about others' internal states. All or nothing thinking. Seeing situations in black and white terms often leads to dramatic overstatements that undermine effective communication. Solution: watch for absolutist language in your thoughts and speech. Always, never, everyone, no one. Replace these with more accurate, specific descriptions of the situation at hand. Unhelpful timing. Expressing important feelings when you or the other person is hungry, tired, stressed, or distracted typically leads to poor outcomes. Solution: for important conversations, schedule a specific time when both parties can be present and focused. If an issue arises at an inopportune moment, consider briefly acknowledging it and setting a time to discuss it fully. "This is important to me, and I'd like to talk about it when we can both focus. Could we set aside time tomorrow?" Rumination without action. Dwelling on feelings without expressing them constructively often leads to built-up resentment that eventually erupts dramatically. Solution: set a personal rule that if something bothers you enough to think about it repeatedly, it merits a thoughtful conversation. Use journaling to clarify your thoughts before initiating the discussion. Receiving others' honest expression. Creating environments where authentic expression can flourish requires not only expressing your own feelings skillfully but also receiving others' honest communication with openness. Practice active listening. When someone shares their feelings with you, give them your full attention. Resist the urge to formulate your response while they're speaking. Instead, focus on understanding their perspective completely before responding. Validate before responding. Validation doesn't mean agreeing with everything someone says. It means acknowledging their feelings as legitimate from their perspective. Simple phrases like "I can see why you'd feel that way" or "that makes sense given your experience" create safety for continued honest expression. Ask clarifying questions. If something isn't clear, ask questions that help you understand rather than making assumptions. "Can you help me understand what you mean by?" or "Could you give me an example?" shows engagement and desire to truly understand. Express appreciation. When someone shares honestly with you, especially about difficult topics, acknowledge the courage that takes. A simple "thank you for telling me" or "I appreciate your honesty" reinforces the value of authentic communication. Respond, don't react. There's a crucial difference between responding thoughtfully and reacting emotionally. When someone expresses something that triggers strong emotions in you, take a breath before responding. If needed, it's okay to say, "I'd like to think about what you've shared" before responding. Conclusion. Expressing what you truly feel without creating drama isn't a skill you master once and then possess forever. It's an ongoing practice that evolves as you grow and as your relationships develop. Each conversation is an opportunity to refine your approach and deepen your capacity for authentic connection. The journey toward more honest expression may include uncomfortable moments as you and those around you adjust to new patterns of communication. There may be missteps and moments where emotions run higher than intended. What matters is the commitment to learning from these experiences rather than retreating to safer but less authentic ways of relating. As you develop your capacity for honest expression, you contribute to creating cultures in your relationships, workplaces, and communities where authenticity is valued over pretense and where difficult conversations are approached with courage rather than avoided. In doing so, you help build the foundation for more meaningful connections and more effective collaboration in all areas of life. The art of saying what you really feel without drama isn't about perfection in communication. It's about bringing consciousness and care to how you express your truth, taking responsibility for your emotions while honoring their validity, and creating space for others to do the same. In this practice lies the possibility of relationships characterized not by the absence of disagreement or difficult emotions, but by the presence of respect, understanding, and genuine connection even amidst life's inevitable challenges.